Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Good morning once again, everyone. I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local in the studio for the second time this morning. Now we have a beautiful 50 degrees in Alamogordo. Well, I'm thinking 80s, you know, coming up here in a couple of months and everything else. So good morning. Good to have you with us this morning. Thrive in Southern New Mexico, time to give on a Monday morning is now 8:32. Well, my guest this morning, as we've been talking about, is a gentleman from Roswell. His name is Francisco Sanchez. He is the engineer, District 2 engineer for New Mexico Department of Transportation. And Francisco, I know you're swamped now, but thank you, my friend, for taking time out to visit with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
You betcha. We appreciate that. Well, you know what we're calling about? We're talking about Highway 82, the big rock slide on Highway 82, which happened, according to the information we received, about 8:15 or 8:30 on Saturday morning. Is that the approximate time?
That is correct.
All right, good enough. Now, what do you think? I mean, that's a humongous rock slide. What could have been the possible cause of it?
You know, when it comes to rock slides and corridors like US 82, you know, it's built through a mountain. There's a lot of variables, but you know, Cloudcroft or that area between Cloudcroft and Alamogordo, of course, these weather. So you have a freezing and thawing action that occurs a lot. Sometimes that plays into part on some of these rock slides, especially, you know, our New Mexico weather. It'll be very cold one day. We'll get moisture, and the next few days it gets relatively warm. So you do see some freezing and thawing action, and, you know, the cracks will expand and contract, and sometimes that may lead to rock slides like we saw yesterday.
Right. And of course, we've had a lot of that kind of weather here in New Mexico the past month or so. Now, last summer, Francisco, we had a very good monsoon season, a couple of different monsoon seasons, it seems like, for those of us here around the Cloudcroft area in Alamogordo, southeastern New Mexico. How does that much rain we had last summer affect the possibility of slides like that?
You know, it has some effect, not as much as you would think, but of course, anytime moisture is involved or excess moisture, there's always a possibility for that freezing and thawing action to occur. Of course, you know, those rocks have been there for thousands of years. You know, they're relatively stable overall. So the monsoon excess moisture may have a little greater effect, but overall, you know, it's pretty stable. But anytime there's moisture and freezing and thawing, you may see rocks coming down like that.
Right. I've seen a lot of rocks coming down, but nothing that mammoth for sure. About how many tons do you think came along with that rock slide?
Wow, that's a tough one. It was quite a bit. I know this morning we're finishing up the cleanup and we're bringing in some pretty big dump trucks to bring in, so it's hard to put an estimate.
Right. Now, you said this morning you're finishing up the cleanup. Does that mean that Highway 82 could be back open today?
Yes, we are anticipating it being open today. Of course, our guys have done a tremendous job in being out there since Saturday, keeping the public safe. Yesterday, I was up there with our crews and our contractor. You know, the primary work yesterday was breaking up those huge boulders. We got them all broken up, got the majority of the cleanup done yesterday, and just the remaining cleanups going on this morning. That should be done here relatively soon. We just need to patch up the road and, of course, put the guardrail back in, and it's looking good. It's looking promising. We're anticipating around noon, anywhere from 12 to 2, have it back open if everything goes as planned this morning.
Now you say you're getting ready to pave Highway 82. So, of course, with something that mammoth, there had to be some damage when that slide landed on Highway 82.
There was, especially the one big boulder that came down. it put a pretty big hole in the highway. And surprisingly enough, the big shelf that came down that covered the whole highway, the way it came down, we were surprised after it was broken and we removed a lot of the debris. That road wasn't as damaged as that one big boulder that came down.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me because I thought that that huge piece would do a lot of damage to the road. But from looking at the pictures and everything else, it looked like it landed pretty flat, pretty well flat on the Highway 82.
Correct. And I think maybe the way it came down, and as you stated, it was flat. Maybe some of that energy was dispersed. And like you said, the pavement wasn't as damaged as we expected, which was good. You know, that helped us open up the road a little bit sooner.
So how did the New Mexico Department of Transportation employees that were removing that stuff and our Otero County road crews, how did you break those things up to make them movable?
So basically there's attachments that can go on some heavy equipment. Basically it's a hammer, a vibrating hammer, a pneumatic hammer that just, it's like a jackhammer at the end of a boom from an excavator, and just has enough energy, just chisels away at it and breaks it down.
Now, did these crews, Francisco, did they work all night?
No, we did not, due to safety concerns. Or, you know, we always put public number one and our employees number one.
Right.
Once it went dark, you know, there was minimal risk of rocks falling, but we didn't want our crews to even take any risk as they were vibrating, breaking up rocks, because if something was to come down, you know, they wouldn't be able to see it, wouldn't be able to move out of the way. So in the interest of safety, our crews were not working at night.
Very good. I think that was a good idea. Now, let's take a look at the cost. You've got a lot of your state employees there with the highway department. We've got Otero County employees there working as well. And it's been a long job, but you guys have done a marvelous job of getting that road to where it is today, to reopen it later on today. What would the possible cost be to the New Mexico Department of Transportation and maybe even Otero County?
You know, right now, I can't give you a definite figure. What the state does very well, especially when it comes to our own crews, you know, in the best interest of the taxpayers, we track everything. All equipment hours, all labor hours. And once this job is complete, our staff will be entering that. We have a data system. And so the guys are submitting their hours, the equipment used, everything's getting submitted over as they're working. And we'll compile it probably tomorrow or the next day. And we'll be able to get a true cost of what that operation costs. But right now, until we get all the information submitted from our crews up in the mountains, it's hard to tell, Bob.
Yeah, hard to tell. Of course, we'll get a release from you when that happens. You said just a few minutes ago that Highway 82 could reopen today, and you said between noon and 2?
Correct.
That is really good news.
Yeah, I know how busy that US 82, that corridor, has been for commuters coming in from the Clockoff area to Alamogordo, to the base, White Sand, and of course, tourism this weekend. So we know it's NMDOT, how important roads are to the economy and these in all communities in Southeast. So we're doing our best to make sure we can get this open as soon as we can.
Well, I think that Francisco, your team has done a marvelous job in getting Highway 82 about to reopen a little bit later on today. Now, there were no injuries that I'm aware of with that big rock slide. We're talking about Saturday morning, 8:15, 8:30. If this would have been a weekday morning when more people travel up to Cloudcroft and down from Cloudcroft at that time, this could have been a whole different story.
You're correct. You know, we're thankful no one was injured. It did happen on a Saturday, which, you know, traffic does drop somewhat on that roadway. And you're right. If this was a Monday morning, the risk would have been higher and somebody may have been hurt, which we never want to see.
Right, that is for sure. Now, Francisco Sanchez, could this be, or is this, one of the largest rock slides recorded in District 2 or in New Mexico?
You know, I don't know for New Mexico, but for District 2, you know, our employees that have been here for 15, 20 plus years. This is the biggest one they've seen.
And of course, that was a shock to most of us when we got that information. I got my first call on that on Saturday morning from Eric Wershing, the fire chief for the village of Cloudcroft and the emergency manager for the village, and told me what was going on and asked us if we could get all of that on the air. And indeed we did. Well, do you have any other comments this morning?
You know, I just like to say, you know, thank you to Otero County. You know, they've become great partners at NRDOT helping us out. Appreciate everybody's patience with us as we work through this. I just want to let the public know that we did bring in a geotech engineer expert out of Arizona to help us yesterday. He evaluated the situation, gave his report this morning. Overall, everything's safe up there. It's stable. He doesn't anticipate any rock slides occurring. Of course, we're going to be proactive and start working on some projects to do some scaling out there to get some of those loose rocks. So at least we're confident smaller rocks are not going to be falling. And then we're going to continue evaluating US 82 to, in case we do see potential for these large rock slides. And there's mitigation for that too. You know, we can put rock boats, giant rock boats, they'll stabilize, draping, some stuff that you see out on the highway. So just want to let the public know we did bring an expert. It's safe to travel, and NNDOT will continue to monitor US 82, and you'll be seeing some smaller projects to continue to make that corridor safer.
Very good. Now, Fresnel Canyon was closed at the start of this. What about it's back open now partially?
You know, Fresnel County, of course, is under the jurisdiction of Otero County.
Right.
And so, you know, we have some correspondence with them, but overall, you know, as a state, we can only detour traffic or maintain roads or traffic on our state infrastructure.
Gotcha.
So anytime there's a detour on a county road, a municipality, we rely on them to provide the information to their constituents.
Very good. Francisco, Mike Durer is in the studio with me right now, and I think he has a question for you.
Well, Francisco, the question I had, and I think you alluded to it, we did have a geologist up on location yesterday, according to the New Mexico State Police, and I think you alluded to that already. Could you kind of repeat that part of what that geology report showed for that cliff?
What it showed was it's stable. You know, of course, it's not a exact science, but overall, in his professional opinion, you know, he went up there, he took video, he got as close as he can, evaluated the cracks, the structure of the rocks, and in his professional opinion, the large boulders are stable. Even the ones that you see cracked, he doesn't see any problem with them, and they should stay there where they're at for the foreseen future. So he gave a very positive report.
All right, we really do appreciate that, Francisco. Thank you very much. Once again, Francisco Sanchez, the engineer for NMDOT District 2, is on the phone with us right now. We're getting to wrap up our conversation. But Francisco, we want to thank the workers with NMDOT and Otero County that you guys have done a marvelous job. I mean, that was a humongous job to see that big of a rock fall in our Alamogordo area. Once again, the good news is, Francisco, when do you think, again, the Highway 82 will be reopening?
We'll have open it today. Our hope is to have it open by approximately between 12 and 2 o'clock today.
I'll tell you what, very good news. Francisco, any other comments this morning again?
No, I just want to say thank you and appreciate you give me a chance to speak to the community.
And if you want to speak to us again, you know what to do, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Francisco.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.